day, good afternoon, good morning, Mujambo. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. My name is Joy Double. I am your emotional and spiritual wellness coach. I am a wife, a mother to three amazing leaders, and that I'm just excited to work with every single day. Listen, I am blessed to know that I work with these three amazing leaders. They're so collaborative. They're so amazing. And I'm just excited. I'm also a women's health advocate. I get to speak about women's health and encourage you to grow and to develop your faith spiritually and mentally so you can build your home and live out your dream. Listen, this episode, I'm excited to share with you and looking forward to connect with you. Stay tuned. Well, good day. Hi. Welcome to Voice Imprint. My name is Joy Double. I'm excited to be here with you again on this episode on Voice Imprint, a part of God Imprint Ministry, where we teach and inspire, equip women of all who want to build their home dream, to strengthen their prayer life, igniting their faith. I'm excited to be here today because on this episode, I get to share with you one of the meditation and time that I had with my kid this week. But before we get there, I want to encourage you and I ask you already to share and to invite, because I know this community is growing and we gotta keep growing, because this message is not just for you and for me, but there's someone who is in need to hear or to be encouraged in their faith. Do that. Click share. And also remember, if this is your first time here, I want to welcome you, receive a warm welcome here on this podcast. I hope it's not just another podcast that you're adding to the list, but a place where you will feel your faith being ignited, your prayer life being strengthened. But if you say, I want to begin that journey, I don't have that prayer life yet, I want to encourage you and invite you to go over to GodImprint.com, where we are finding the space of how you can connect with the community, how you can also connect with me. I would love to hear. I always will share this with you. I want to hear from you and how you're enjoying or you feel blessed by every episode that we are bringing to you. I want to shout out to those in Germany. We are growing in Germany. I know, I don't know, I can speak. I need to learn how do you say hello in Germany, right? In German. I want to learn to say hello, but I want to welcome you, the friends that are in Germany. I want to welcome you that are in Nigeria, that are connecting, and, many places we are growing, right? For those that are in Russia that are finding time to connect to our podcast and tuning in for your faith place. I thank you for being, you know, the faithful members and community that are here listening and sharing so that we can grow as a community. With that, let's go to the message that I have that we can meditate on. I want to share, it's going to come from Psalm 30. And Psalm 30 is something a few days ago that I found myself meditating on the psalm with my kids, right? This is the first time I got three wonderful leaders that I'm training and building in my home here. They keep me busy. I love being their teacher. I love being their mom. I love going out and just exploring with them. And we sat down the other day and we were meditating, reading Psalm 30. And the way we do it is that I encourage them to read for those that are mothers, that I sit down. They're still youngster. So I'm not talking about these are teenagers. No, well, my kids are still fairly small, a 6, a 7, and a 3-year-old. We sit down and we're going through the book of the Psalm right now. And we are in Psalm 30 as we were meditating the other day. They get to learn. This is their practice of learning to read. And they find that fun because every now and then we pause. There's a big question in there and they ask, but what does this question, what does this word mean? And I get to explain. And as we were meditating on this specific chapter, oh man, something leaped inside of me. Like even the kids were like, Mom, is this for us? Is this for you? It blessed me so much. And I thought it could bless you too. So here we go. If you can bring your Bible, you can read along, or if you have time, if you have a moment today or later on, sit down with Psalm 30 and meditate on it. Let's see what you're going to be able to perceive or to hear the heart of God, but also specifically to hear your heart. Whenever I read scripture, there are two main things that happened. First of all is I read to hear what is God saying. And then my second part is, it's how am I saying? Because I believe in the Bible, there's a voice of God, but also there's a voice that echoes your, basically, if I can say, your sentiment. It's echoing your thoughts. It's echoing your experience and what you might say, what you're saying, what you're going through, and that you can hear God's response in it. I believe that's for me reading the Bible. At times, it happened like that for anybody. So here we go. And as we read this, we're going to read it. I'm going to go through it, Psalm 30, with you as we did with my kid the other day. And it blessed me and I pray that it bless you as well. All right, let's get to it. Psalm 30, I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the death and did not let my enemy gloat over me. They're right there. Okay. So that's pause, right? That's verse one. I'm a pause as I'm going. So I read scripture and then I'm going to give you, we can say, my commentary and how we meditate the word of God. And I pause and we pause there. And right there from the beginning where it says, I will exalt you. It is a place of gratitude. So the psalmist, who's David, is writing and expressing why he's grateful to God. I will exalt you. Why do you praise God? What are you praising God for? Why are you exalting God for? Am I exalting God just because he's God or because he's this marvelous and great? I'm worshiping God because, you know, the hymn sounds good. But this is him expressing the why. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the death and did not let my enemy gloat over me. Meaning that, let me tell you, sister, the reason that I'm praising God right now, right, is because, let me tell you where he took me. I got a testimony. That's how he sound. I got a testimony. I got to testify because where I was yesterday is not where I am today. Yesterday, my situation looked a little different, right? Some of you can say, yes, that's me. Yesterday, my situation looked a little different. My enemy, God did not let your enemy, my enemy, to gloat over you. Meaning that even the people you think at work are your enemy or they're mocking you, he's saying God did not let them get where they wanted to go. He kind of put a boundary there, right? Let's continue. And he says, verse 2, O Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. Verse 3, Oh Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit. This is where I got excited when we were reading this with my kid. I said, hold on. Right? The translation that we were reading said Sheol. Here it says grave, right? When you think about the word grave, you think about dead. When you think about the word grave, Sheol is the deep dark, right? We're talking about somebody who was depressed, suicidal, living in a place where dark death was knocking at the door. In the translation, this is where we had stopped with the kid to talk about the word Sheol. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but you get, right? The Sheol, the S-H-E, the S-H-O-E-L. Sheol, I think. Sheol is the pronunciation. He said, you brought me out of it. That means that a situation and a circumstance led me to a place where I was dead in the grave. My God, huh? There was something that happened that led David to be in the depth. Like, and I was trying to get my kid understand the Sheol. Like, here, I like, you know, it's all, I want to encourage you, for you that are Bible reader, Bible scholar. If you really want to enjoy meditation, not in a place of I'm looking for revelation, where you want to enjoy, you that want to enjoy the Bible, you want to enjoy your time of meditation with God, find a translation that is easy, like this one, that talk about calling things like grave. You know, you talk about the grave here, my experience in the Western country where people, you know, dress up and go decorate the cemetery. There's no fear of cemetery in the Western country. You know, I remember when I just came to this country and we had to go do sunrise service, which is Easter sunrise, right? On Easter morning. And the pastor talked about, we're going to have it, a sunrise at the hill, and we're rehearsing. I was a youth at the time, and we're rehearsing, and we're preparing. And when we get, you know, they say we're going to be at the church that's at the top of the hill, so we can watch the sun rises. Little did I know that this sunrise service is actually taking place in the what? It up on the hill, actually the sun rising in front of us, but behind us was a cemetery. You can almost imagine that day when I was there. And I look at the pastor, he's probably listening to this episode, and I'll be like, yeah, you remember this? You remember that day? Until there, he still made fun of me for the longest time, my pastor, my youth pastor. And I was like, wait, I look outside of the church. We are in the building and we are preparing, waiting for people. And I was like, wait, we're going to worship over there? We're going to stand outside there. And he's like, what's wrong? I'm like, there's a cemetery. What are we going to do in a cemetery, right? So in the Western country, the notion of grave or cemetery is not as seriously taken mysteriously as it is for people who come from like third world country. We don't mess. Like in Africa, those that are in Africa right now, they're listening to this. You know what I'm talking about. We don't mess with the cemetery issue. Like, no one go there and start decorating and doing, you know, like we're going to have one lady, we're going to have a family reunion going to clean up cemetery. That thing doesn't happen in the third world country, only the Western country. So when you have this language of, oh Lord, you brought me up from the grave, there's this kind of reverence and this kind of understanding of what grave is. So you find a Bible translation that is light to help you get the understanding of some meaning or give you a little bit of light. But you want to also have a translation that kind of like punches you in the gut. because you want something that is a little raw and strong to help you have reverence, not just for God, but also to take your faith serious. This is some of the things that I do teach into the community about how do you develop your discipline and how do you develop that language when you're reading your Bible. You don't just pick up a Bible and just read, but you can develop actually a relationship with God through reading your Bible. So here it says, you brought me up from the grave. There from the grave, from Sheol. Sheol, when you think about it, it is the dark place. It's so dark. It's so gloomy. There's fear. There's demonic activity. It's a place where it's just frightening and it's so dark. Okay? And he say, you spare me from going down into the pit. If you remember or know the process, the progressions of things when you're reading the Bible. So God took you up from the grave and he prevented you from going into the pit. That means that I was so depressed. I was so down. It was in the dark place. I couldn't live, right? Think about grave. There's no life there in the grave. There was no life in me. And I was almost going into the pit. The other translation is like, I almost enter hell. Meaning that if you now physically die, your eternity ends up into the hell place. Wow. The Lord save me, save you. When you were living in the world, he saved you from going what? Beyond the graveyard, beyond the dying place, beyond the rotten place that you do not end up into the pit, into the hell of life. God spared you. Oh my gosh, this was so good. This is so good. And then he says, sing to the Lord, you saints of his. Praise his holy name. Praise him. What is he saying? This is verse 4. What is he saying? Sing to the Lord, you saint of his. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. This is where we hear, weeping may remain for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. What is he saying here? He said, you that trust in the Lord, you that is faithful to God, you should rejoice. You have a reason to be happy. Why? Because God spares you from entering hell. God protect you from spending so much time into the grave. You don't even get to taste what the grave feels like. Now, this is a place of somebody who have tasted the grave and be like, oh my Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You do not know where I come from, right? You get the people who get to rejoice and they say, I got a testimony. Let me tell you what life used to be. Let me tell you what life could have been. Let me tell you what I used to be. And the testimony, he turns around, right? And he says, hold on, right? Then my kid was so excited about this. I was so excited. We turned this into a storytelling and they got so glued. They got so connected. Why? Because we see this is the story of a man who's saying that he was almost into the grave. Maybe that's you. You're like, you are so depressed. Your situation, your marriage, your family situation, your children's situation, your financial situation. When you looked at it, you once had nothing. Your marriage was on the verge of what? Not divorce is just a word. But when you think about what you went through in your marriage, when you think about the hell that broke loose in your family, when you think about the hell that was broke, like that moment where you feel like I couldn't eat and I wonder what is the purpose of life? For some, you found yourself into some deep mess. But and then he turns around and he says, but you that is faithful to God, praise him. Rejoice, man, rejoice, because God will not allow you to enter the grave. God will not allow you enter the pit because he is with you. So what is he saying? Is like you may be hurt, right? We can go through life and experience hurt, but because God is with you, the pain will only last for a moment. That pain will only be for a moment. Why? Because there is peace that is coming after. Oh, because the Lord God Almighty, he's the one who says to the storm, be still and know that I'm God. He's the one who tells, he commands the tree and the trees obey. He's the one who knows the in and out of darkness. He knows he's the same one who the word says that to him, darkness is as though is light and light is just nothing. Weeping because you are his faithful one, because he counts you as a saint. What makes you a saint is how you live your life with God. It's not going to church. And let's stop this thing about, you know, oh, I read my own Bible. You're reading your own Bible, but you're not following the principle of God, and you treating church as a piece of cloth that, you know, stop. Stop that. Make your life right. Be right with God. And you will see that God will call you his saint, his faithful one. Those who are committed to living the way that he has. And then we continue, right? All right, I got excited. Let's continue. 6, he says this, verse 6. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. Right? What is he saying? He said, when I was overexcited about it, overly excited, overly pride. I'm talking about overly proud Christian. Oh, I'm a Christian. Oh, I know my Bible. Oh, I know my, he's like, let me tell you, I felt secured in my own wisdom. I know my Bible. I'm a this denomination. I'm a this person. I can, it doesn't matter. He says, he said, when I felt secured, I said, I will never be shaken. Oh Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. My pride, my ego went away. That means there was a time where God make you stand firm. The riches, the blessing. Don't put your hope in it. Put your hope in the one who blessed you. He says, when you turned your face away from me, when you hid my face, when you hid your face from me, he said, I was in anguish. That was the other translation. Don't let God hide his face from you. Stay faithful to him. Seek him. Cry out to him. Search for him. Don't spend a day without meditating on God's word, even if it's 2 minutes, even if it's few seconds, even if it's two verses. Spend time and eat it and see what he will do. To remain strong and fervent, firm in him and not in the blessing. To you, O Lord, I called. To the Lord, I cry for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction, in my going down into the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? And then he cry, hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help. You turn my wailing into dancing. You remove my sackcloth and clothe me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. What a beautiful ending. Because this is somebody who gives us an understanding about, don't go through life thinking you got it all right. But go through it, leaning and seeking God. Because the moment you think you have reached your mountaintop, you may think you're depending on yourself, or because you attend church, that means you're good standing with God. And the moment all the material things go away, it will hurt so much to lose everything. So put your trust in the Lord. Put your trust. Build a firm relationship with God. Build a firm relationship with God. And you will never be disappointed. Why? Because even when you found yourself in a place where it's so hard, it's difficult, even in the sickness time, in the time where things are difficult, sickness or pain or family issues, when you know you have established your relationship with God, you will not be moved. Because he is responsible. Like the late Reverend Dr. Charles Stanley used to say, obey God and leave the consequences to him. Let us pray. Good to be your servant, to be called your children, to be called your saints, to be called your faithful one. It is a blessing. Because my God, as I learn, these are the people who have put so much work in it, my God, to be called that. They have sacrificed, decided, my Lord, to leave this world behind and to look to you. So, my God, I pray, my Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the one listening all the way to this end, my God, and saying in them, I want to be called faithful one. I want to be called the saints. I want to be called the loving child of God. My God, for the mother, for the woman who wants to be called a godly woman, for the one who wants to be called a woman of faith, a woman of God. I pray, my God, as their tears fall, Lord, that you will pick them up to guide them into the place of making this relationship with you firm. My God, that you will help them, my Lord, to overcome that temptation that caused them to waver, to go to the left and to the right. One day they decide and the next minute they're back into the old ways. My God, I pray in the name of Jesus for the firm foundation, for that relationship to be grounded in you. Give them strength, Lord, to work their faith, like the Apostle Paul says, to walk their faith wholeheartedly. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. My dear, this is the end of our episode. I hope this has been a blessing to you, and I'm looking forward to our next time together. Take care. God bless you. And remember, God loves you. Stay faithful. Stay connected. Keep going. For any additional information, you want to learn how to be part of a community and know what we are doing next, go over to godimprint.com. And if you want to share your testimony, you can always email us at information@godimprint.com. info@godimprint.com. info@godimprint.com. You can also email at godimprint@gmail.com. Looking forward to hearing your testimony. Take care and God bless. Salvation is powerful. It's not just a personal experience, but its power can transform your entire household. Hi, I'm Joy Dabo, founder of God Imprint. As a mom and as a wife, I discovered that God's salvation wasn't just for me. It was for my entire household. At God Imprint, we're here to help you establish a strong Christ-centered home, grounded in intimacy, in support, and unity. Join us to experience household salvation movement and the joy of a peaceful home in Christ.